Dylan Fates, a professor of applied economics at Utah State University, says this trade deal is a big step for U.S. producers with the direction China is going.
As their economy is growing, their population's getting more disposable income, then people like to upgrade their diets, and beef's usually one of those things that follow. It has the potential to come back and add several dollars to the price of calves back at the farm ranch level.
It doesn't take much with per capita beef consumption to change what farmers and ranchers make. If China were to become like Japan, South Korea, Canada, and Mexico, which are the largest customers for U.S. beef, there would be a positive increase for American producers. In order to take advantage of the new trade deal, farmers and ranchers don't really have to change what they are doing. They can continue to sell their commodities as they have done in the past, and the meatpacking plants will do most of the negotiating. Some beef producers, however, are in the niche markets and will have to cater to those specific demands in the Chinese market. This new deal with China has the potential to impact farmers and ranchers in the U.S., but what about consumers here at home?
The beef herd is growing a little bit, and so we're probably seeing beef prices soften a little from what they were 2 or 3 years ago. If China becomes a major trading partner, they could probably offset that increase in cow numbers.
That means beef prices for consumers in the U.S. would go up because there would be more beef sold in China. However, this isn't always the case. Fate says in some foreign markets, consumers buy things like liver, heart, or tongue, products U.S. consumers don't usually eat.
That doesn't impact the price of beef at all that U.S. consumers are paying at the restaurant or at the grocery store, but it does impact how much farmers, ranchers are getting for their cattle because it's raising the overall price of beef products.
If that is the case, it's a win-win situation for everybody. Fates says it will probably be at least a year or two before we actually see any impact from this trade deal. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.